This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow, who's got to start first?
See, yeah. Okay, it's like...
Oh my gosh.
Oh, my bad. You were doing already. It wasn't as great as it was in our heads.
Yeah. Sounds a bit dead.
What dead? It is, yeah. It's burned up with us.
Bloody idiots. Get out of my
face. I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well, why do I always have to go first?
Wait a minute.
Okay. That's the thing. I don't know. I actually don't know anymore.
It's actually very tricky. And even my SIM only, it's gone up. So I need to call them and be like, hello.
Yeah, they always do that. They do that thing where they put it up by like 2% or like 1.3%. Like, do you get those text messages?
Yeah. But then I think mine is out of contract, which is why it's gone up by a bit. Mm. When I was looking at the other contracts, I was like, well, this is a bit of a discount.
Yeah.
I'm going to call them because we need to talk.
Listen, always, never ever take the first price they give you.
No.
Because.
That was me with my car insurance, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, so my car insurance. So basically, with your car insurance, mm-hmm. When it's like coming to an end, they will email you saying this is like renew for this price. Mm-hmm. It's usually higher than what you're currently paying. Yeah.
It's supposed to be like lower than
what you think. But it's better to like shop around, like go compare and stuff like that. And then what I did was then I called them and then the price they gave me, it was too high. Mm. And I said, okay, we'll have to do this again. But then I thought, I just can't bother to move to somebody else and all that kind of stuff. And then called them again the next day. Mm-hmm. It was like £100 cheaper than what the person told me the day before.
Is it like commission based or something?
I don't even know. I don't know, but I think insurance is the biggest scam in the country, honestly.
I think any sales job, like, I always think, what if it's not commission-based, why are you doing this?
Yeah. But none of them are, though, to be fair, actually.
Yeah. It has to be.
Sales jobs are always, sometimes they're trying to sell you something. Like, I don't need that. They're like, yeah, but you never, I know.
Especially if it's a thing like a phone contract or like car insurance and stuff. I just think, if you can pull the price down, just
do it.
And maybe it looks bad on them as well, though, like performance-wise.
No, like, but you got a customer in. So that matters.
But I guess they're looking at you like, oh, you didn't make any profit. Like, you're not making any profit.
Any profit for the company.
Yeah. Because I remember one sales job I did when I finished uni. Mm. Oh my God. They had like, it was basically like a call center. So if you wasn't a call for too long, your name, like they basically had everybody's names.
Naming and shaming you.
Yeah, they had like a screen with everyone's names and like, how long you were on a call for. So if someone was on a call for too long, your bit will start going red. And it was right in the center of the office where everyone can see it.
I would have felt pressure.
Girl, after my first week of training, no, I did 1 week training, 1 week working. Second week, I said, I'll quit. I can't do this anymore. It's not for me.
I can't even sell things to myself.
One time, somebody was screaming at me, like, he's like, are you dumb? Are you. I said, I can't do that. Peanuts salary that you're giving me.
Listen,
it's not even worth.
Jobs I've had where customers have been rude to me. I've just looked and I said, I'm not talking to you anymore. Mm-mm. And I literally, there's nothing.
You just have to walk away.
There's nobody that can tell me anything. Yeah. My manager could not come down and say to me, Esther, I would say literally no. Mm. Like I used to be, who are you talking to?
Yeah. It's retail and sales. Yeah, people are so rude.
Retail, I literally, when I tell you, because I worked, yeah, it was next. When I tell you, I literally would not serve them.
Mm.
I would not serve them. And then they'll be at the till. I just moved to the next till. That's free.
People are so rude.
I don't know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
Well, honey.
It's like the entitlement. Like, am I your servant?
Yeah, you're beneath them.
That's so rude.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Call center's worse because you can't see the person.
Yeah.
So and you they're just shouting at you over the phone. And I just think, you need to calm down. We can fix this.
You gotta be high on crack.
Anyway.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys. Hey, lovely people.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hope you guys are doing well and have had a great week.
Mm-hmm.
We are here.
Yes.
To give you guys some tea.
I don't know, because I feel like the message is... Okay, there's a few tea. Anyway, first of all, this is our first episode. I mean, not first episode. This is our last episode, guys.
This is our last... Yeah. Pam, pam, pam. Because basically, when I put a question things up, I did a video just asking so many questions about whatever. There's people like, oh, no. I said, oh, no. We announced this in like the first week of...
You guys have not been paying attention.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. If you're listening to this and you think there's going to be another one next week, I apologize. There will not be.
Sorry.
This
is
the last one. So welcome.
This is the last one of No Shade Pod.
This is the last one.
But yeah, 188. Guys. 188 episodes. That is, it's more than double the hours. 100%. If I was to put it all together.
Yeah, when you think about the other like mini ones, the Shade Mail. Someone brought the Shade Mail the other day. I was like, oh yeah. The Shade Mail, the Insecure ones.
Mm-hmm. So many.
Yeah.
So many.
We definitely are on like 200.
Yeah, I think 200. Apple was saying something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so for our last episode, we asked you guys to send us questions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what intrigued me is because every time we ask you guys to send questions, you guys will be sending a few here and there. But because it's anonymous, the amount of
questions...
Let me show you.
Because does yours say like No Shade Pod 1 or does it say No Shade Pod? Because I don't understand. I tried to log into it and I think it created a new account for me.
I don't know, but we're this is the home. Amount... This is what my home is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, mine is different.
Okay.
Mine's no, yours is No Shade Pod. Mine's No Shade Pod 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have so many messages.
Yo.
Yeah.
No.
And I was just like,
what?
Because it's anonymous that you guys were so, you know, eager to send messages? Because when we tell y'all to send messages, y'all be sending them here and there.
Then we only got an hour. We got to breeze through this.
Bruh. That's why I said, I don't know if we're going to get through all of them.
Okay, but anyway,
I'll do it according to the order it came through.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not okay. The last one.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one is, who was the last girl you texted? The last girl I texted was my work colleague.
The last girl I texted was Danielle.
Okay, cool. Who's your last snap from?
I don't know. I don't use Snapchat anymore. I find that so annoying. Oh, my girl Nash.
My last snap is from a group chat.
Yeah.
Like a group uni thing.
From Nash.
Next one. When was your first kiss?
I was 14, maybe.
When was my first? My first kiss. Mine was later. I think I was like 17. No. Was I 17? Yes, I was 17, I think. Mm. I think I was 17, turning 18. 17.
Actually, hold on. No, this wasn't. How old are you? I think, yeah, I was 16. 15 and going to 16.
Okay. I was 17 going into 18.
Mm. Damn, my first ass.
Someone said, ain't no way. Yes way.
Yes way, honey. I'm sorry. There is way.
Someone also said, your best friend.
My best friend is Oprah.
Best friend. I don't really do best friends. I've got close friends, but
yeah.
I don't really do best friends.
Look at my bestie, Oprah.
Yeah.
I still want to go. I wish I'd go back to her wedding day. It was so lit.
Yeah, that did look lit.
It was lit. The video and everything. Oh, girl. Yeah, it was lit. It was lit.
Someone said, you have good style.
Thank you very much.
Very generic, but yeah, thank you. Your celeb crush. If you've been listening to the pod, you already know mine. It's obvious.
He's mine. I bet.
Actually, recently, I would say Maurice Chestnut is my recent.
Oh, Maurice Chestnut,
yeah.
Method Man, Michael Ward. I just be liking men.
Yeah.
Hello.
I love men too. Mm-hmm. I need to make sure I'm going in order because I've opened them. Okay, what will you miss about the podcast?
Honestly, for me, it's just actually just us, Justin.
Yeah, I was going to say the same. I think it's just...
Yeah.
Just gisting, basically. Like, yeah, just gisting and just talking, like, I think.
It's, yeah. That's what I was.
And just not thinking too deep into whatever I'm saying. Just chatting, really. What guest did you wish you could have on?
I wanted to do one with Yemi and Tolu, you know.
All together, innit?
Yeah, yeah, I really wanted that. Yemi and Tolu. Who else? I think Yemi and Tolu, I would say, my number one. Because I absolutely just adore them. Big up Yemi, though. She came through.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know who I wanted to have on. I don't know, guys. I'll have to come back to that. I actually don't know.
It's hard to think on the spot.
Yeah. Do you think Black British podcasts are on a slow decline? No. I think they're on an increase. Uprise.
Uprising, boy. No, I don't know if it's on a decline. I'll be honest, I don't really listen to podcasts like that anymore.
Yeah, but I think even from what I see, even if I don't listen to them, I think they're not on a decline. A lot of y'all. I think there's more.
Yeah.
We've got more podcasters coming out.
Yeah. So. Actually, yeah, you know on TikTok as well.
Yeah. There's more. I think there's more.
Yeah, I definitely think it's on a decline.
Yeah. It's so hard. Okay. What things will you both do next?
I don't know.
I would say that, like, I'm someone that doesn't really, like, talk about plans and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you just have to wait and see, really. Brilliant. Yeah.
Mine is in God's hands.
Yeah, literally.
Like I actually do not.
Yeah.
I don't have a secret.
I don't have a secret, but like, you just have to wait and see.
Yeah. The things that I'm working on, I'm just working on those, and that's it.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Just wherever life leads, really.
So we always follow us at @queeraubrey_ at my own royalty, and you know.
Yeah. What's your number one song on Spotify?
Oh, I use Apple Music. But...
Same. I was gonna say. Oh. Something's happened to my headsets.
It's not working.
I can only hear out of one ear.
Oh, it's because it's not plugged in.
Oh. I can still... Oh, yeah. Now it's back. Oh, no, it's gone. It's going in and out. It's back now, though. Oh. Yeah. Hello? No. It's gone out. Hello? No, still one ear. It's okay, I'll just do one ear. Yeah, we'll just... It's actually gone back now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's come back.
It's tangled.
Number one song on Spotify. I don't use Spotify, but...
I think mine will be a gospel one. When I did my Apple replay for the year, it was just gospel.
Yeah. I don't know how you can do on Apple, though. I don't think it allows you.
Oh, they did a replay.
Oh, I don't think
at the end
I
of the year.
I don't think I did it.
Yeah, mine will be a gospel one. Probably one of the songs from... What was it? Because we did it. What was it? It would be one of the songs from Maverick City and Kirk Franklin's Kingdom album.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know. Next one is, why are you leaving our sad face?
Aww.
I need to make sure that I'm doing it on the right. Because
we just are.
Yeah, I think.
Do you know what I mean?
To be fair, I think there's a time and a season for everything. This and I think it. Sometimes seasons just... Same way you have like autumn, winter, summer, spring.
Yeah.
Seasons come to an
end. Spring, summer.
Yeah. So seasons come to an end, really.
Yeah, that's really it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Next one. Oh God, I'm scared.
We're going to breeze through this so quickly.
The thing is, I feel like I'm...
You're missing. Yeah, because...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the way
it's
it does
it. It's not order. Okay, what is next for you both? Will we see or hear you on other platforms?
Yeah, I feel like if people ask, obviously, to ask us as guests, then yeah, I will say though, actually, I don't know if I want to say this, but I don't know if I want to say it.
Wait, I don't know what you're going to say, so I'm just quiet.
Because sometimes, like, I'm actually tired of talking.
Mm.
And I think also, okay, do you know what it is? Yeah, okay, basically, I'm going to be picky about where I go.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes, yeah, like, there's certain conversations I find just draining and stupid.
Mm-mm-mm.
So I'm not going to go on any platforms where they're doing gender wars.
Fair
if
enough.
It's like a male versus female, I don't care. Like, I don't care enough about this. If you're going to talk about life and experiences and whatever, dating relationship, that's my bag. I love that. I can talk about that. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But if it's a case where it's like gender war, I don't know if you know what I mean by gender
war. Yeah, I get what you mean, yeah.
Them TikTok podcasts.
No, I get what you mean.
I don't have it in me.
Oh, women should do this. Women should be doing
that.
Yeah,
like, oh, women,
men,
like,
this,
just slandering
that.
Each other.
Yeah, I get
I don't
what you
have
mean.
The capacity for that. So
yeah.
If that is what I'm getting invitations to come and do, I will not be showing up. I will just tell you anyway, I'm not coming. But apart from that, I feel like if people invited us, absolutely.
Yeah, I think I'm down to be on whatever, not whatever, but like on a platform, yeah, or whoever's platform really. Yeah, I guess if it fits really, like
that's it, this is it.
If it literally fits, then why not, kind of thing.
You invite me to come and talk about politics, wait.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, it's got to be right, I think.
Yeah, it's got to align with our interests, yeah, I think, I would say.
It's got to be right. Next one is a dilemma. I've just moved in a new area, smaller town, new job, bought a house. I live
Ooh, congratulations,
darling. Yeah, congrats. I live on my own and I'm really struggling to make friends, meet someone. I've been single for almost 2 years and I feel like although buying a 3-bed house was a huge thing, I feel lonely and depressed, hard to be grateful. It's totally normal to feel that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I feel like, I don't know, I think I can resonate in the fact that like you achieve stuff and then you feel like it's still not, you're still not complete. Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's a thing with our generation, it's like, we just want, we want it all, I think. Yeah. So it's absolutely normal. Like, don't feel bad for feeling bad.
Yeah.
But you also have to be grateful.
Absolutely.
For the things that you have achieved. Like buying a 3-bedroom house in this economy.
That's a big deal.
What they call now cozy lives.
Listen, cozy lives.
In this cozy lives is not easy. Like, it's not easy. So, like, well done. Congratulations. Like, and being single for 2 years, girl, that's nothing.
I've been single for longer.
Literally.
I started this podcast single. I'm ending single.
Me too. Like, it's absolutely nothing. Yeah. And like, your time, everything will fall into line. Yeah. But yeah, you just got to allow yourself to feel, but don't stay in that.
I was going to say, because obviously buying a house here is such a big thing.
Mm.
And I'm sure that's something that you worked hard on. Like you would have saved money, that you would have, this was a goal of
yours. A whole 3-bedroom house, girl.
Do you get what I mean? So what I would say is that reflect on that process of getting there, of getting to the point where you bought the house. Reflect on how it was that, how much you wanted that, and appreciate that. Appreciate that. And I think that with, when it comes to making friends, you will make friends, like, honestly, randomly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sometimes we put a lot of pressure, because I was actually talking about this to the guys earlier on TDA, and I was saying how, like, women, we put more pressure on things than guys do.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mark was saying how basically, like, say there's like a PlayStation, that, so say one of his friends invites him to like a PlayStation room or whatever, you know, where they play games online or whatever. And it was like, one time one of the guys was like, oh, like, guys, I'll be back later, I'm going to get some food, I'm going Nando's. Another guy was like, oh, what Nando's are you going to? He's like, oh, this one here. He's like, okay, I'll meet you there. They never met each other before, but that's how friendships form. I feel like with women, like, we think too much into things. I would say, like, don't be afraid. This is what I was saying, don't be afraid to do things on your own. In doing things on your own, that's how you find people. Like, even one of my favorite judges, Judge Faith Jenkins, she's married to Kenny Lattimore. And they had their first child this week. And basically, do you know how she met him? From doing solo things.
See?
Do you get what I mean? So I think, do solo things. Just like, if you want to go somewhere, just do it. And I think just be friends, just have conversations with people, and it would just happen. And also, I've heard, I don't know what the apps are called, but there are apps where you can actually make friends. So how you got dating apps, you actually have ones that, like, friendship apps. And also, if you're someone on social media and you interact with people, don't be shy to just be like, oh, hi, like, can we meet up and just leave it at that? Do you get me?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Even like the 5x more ladies, that's how they met, you know?
Because
Tinuke just messaged Chloe and was like, oh, hi, like,
yeah,
I want to be your friend.
Yeah.
And that's it. Do you get me?
I think
we talk about shooting your shot with guys, shoot your shot with friends as well.
Yeah, definitely. You just got to be open to like stepping out of your comfort zone and talking to someone. Even if it's like you go for dinner or something on your own and you see someone next to you who's got a nice bag, literally just saying, oh,
this is really sometimes like a nice just bag. How it starts,
and literally, that's how it starts. So you actually never know. Like, nowadays, I think we're at an age where we don't make friends because we go to the same place anymore. Yeah. You can literally make friends
on the high street.
Yeah, literally just randomly. Like, even your local gym, you can make a friend there.
I made a friend on the train one time.
Yeah, see?
Like, she's a foreign girl. I think she's from Holland, actually. And literally, we're just on the train. And I think she was asking me, oh, I like your nails. I was like, oh, thank you. Started talking. I was like, oh, how long have you been here for? Blah, blah. Now we follow each other on Instagram, comment on posts.
See?
Do you get what I mean? So I think there's ways, and I think social media does help that as well. And I think in regards to the loneliness thing, I would say, like, try and find things that you're interested in, whether it's if you work out, doing classes, that's not as isolating as like working out on your own.
Yeah.
So doing classes and then being friends with people like that, I think just honestly, just be friendly with people and just meet people that way. And then obviously summer's coming up as well.
Yeah.
And they'll be, but honestly, don't be scared to shoot your shot. If there's anyone that you like how they are and what they're like, you like their values, you like the things they post online or whatever, just be like, oh, do you want to meet up for brunch? Like, or just talk to them here and there, interact. When you start interacting here and there, comment on each other's posts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Can be friends.
Yeah,
literally. But I wish you the best. That.
Yeah, don't put pressure on yourself, girl.
Honestly,
it will happen as long as you're open minded.
You've got a 3-bedroom house. That's amazing,
girl. In this cozy lives.
Listen, it's not easy. Lives.
Next,
white people love to make flipping names for things.
I don't know if it was white people that did this. You know,
I doubt it. They ain't got a place to do that.
I really don't know if it was black white people.
Because we're the ones who did the Rona.
That's true.
And we did the Omarion.
That's
we
true.
We never take things seriously.
Boy, we'll see. This person said, not a question, but just want to say well done for your longevity.
Aww.
Super proud of you girls, and good luck to what you have next. Hashtag reality juice. I don't know if it's reality juice pod.
Yeah, it would be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
You guys
thank
are probably guys. One of the first
guests
we had on the show. Yeah, so day ones.
That's like the first 10 episodes.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Trying to make sure. I think I've. Okay. Sorry guys, it's just okay. Someone said, this one made me laugh. What's a queer's idea of a good date?
Let's do it.
What's
because
my
earlier
idea
queer
good...
in the first few episodes.
My idea of a good day is just a chilled. Okay, it can be two things. Either we go for shisha and drinks, or we go for an activity and drinks. Those are my idea of a good date. Yeah. That's I'm not really instantly like dinner.
Yeah, I think it's very intense.
Yeah, especially if we don't really.
If we haven't like had enough like interacting, like talking time.
Yeah.
Yikes. What you're just eating. Ugh.
Yeah. What about you? What's your idea of a good day?
Mine's the same, you know?
Yeah.
I think a nice activities and drinks. I like that. Or even just drinks. I think I went out for drinks one time, but I will say I was nervous though. Because if I'm feeling a guy, I will be nervous anyway.
Yeah. The nerves are always going to be there if you like someone.
It was horrible. I was like, oh, like I feel like I'm being boring. I'm not dessert. Like, I was probably in my head. I did not think.
Oh, wow.
I really didn't think anything was going to come from it.
That happened to me though. And then it was awkward. And then nothing came from it when something could have come from it. If I was just myself.
That's but the thing. It's awkward.
Sometimes it is what like it is, men.
Yeah, that's
it. It just wasn't meant to be sometimes.
We move.
Yeah. Would you both date someone younger than you? And if yes, by how many years?
2 months.
Zero.
Actually, no, I'm not. I have dated someone. It's so funny I said that because I actually dated someone who was younger than me 2 months. And I said this year the last one. No, I would not date anyone younger than me.
Sorry.
Unless the person is really wise beyond their years, then I don't know what gap. But I think you have to be really wise beyond your years.
I think it's a no for me.
Yeah.
I don't think I have. It's not really dating, I would say. Whatever that was.
That was not dating.
But no.
Yeah.
30 plus. Even now, I'm thinking 32 Period. Plus.
Oh, I'm 35 plus. But.
Yeah. 35 is, I think, the ideal for me right now. I think 30, you're still basically 20. Well, who knows in a couple of months or years?
Who knows?
Dogs or cats? None.
Neither. Humans.
None. Oh gosh, have I skipped one? Okay, I think I did. Is it wrong for a 19-year-old to date a 25-year-old? And does it matter which way round it is? For example, older guy or girl?
It depends. I think with age gaps, certain age gaps, I think age gaps are less of an issue from 25 plus. As in both parties are 25 plus. When it's 19, when I think of how I was when I was 19 and how I am, and when how I was when I was 25, very different. I think for me, the biggest thing is about dynamic. It's a power dynamic. Whether it's a woman, for me, it doesn't matter whether it's the woman is older and the guy's younger, or the guy's older and the woman's younger. It is a power dynamic there. And I think it depends. If the person's like manipulative, if they don't really take your, if they gaslight you, they don't take your feelings and stuff into consideration. You can't really be yourself. They're quite controlling. They play that like, they little boy you. Like, do you mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, you're not mature enough. Like what's the word? Patronizing. If they patronize you, I will say yeah. But personally, I just think that age gap, no.
Yeah.
I think 25 and 21, maybe. But 25 and 19 is a bit much.
Yeah, I think it's a tricky one because I don't want to be a hypocrite because I know that when I was 19, I was dating older guys.
Yeah.
But at the same time, looking back, like you were saying, at 19, I had no business dating those guys.
This is it.
So I think if I'm trying to look at it, is if my daughter came to me and she was 19 telling me that she's dating a 25-year-old, babes.
Settle down.
Yeah, I think 21 onwards, yeah. Because I feel like from 21, it's like you're now stepping into your adulthood. Like you've graduated from uni. Well, that's like that normal age that people graduate from uni anyway. Yeah. So I think you're an adult. You can kind of fend for yourself and everything like that. You know, you probably have a full-time job or something. I think then it's like you can kind of not compete, but like pair up in, I don't know, like in adulthood way. I don't know if I'm making sense.
Because you're in the same stage of life.
Yeah.
When you're 19, you're just going to uni and this person's already graduated. Should be working a full-time job.
Yeah.
Not to be a hypocrite, but I have dated guys. I did date guys when I was old, when I was younger, like they were older than me. And looking back in hindsight, I had no business doing that. The power dynamic just would never make sense in that case.
Yeah.
But that's why I think for me, age gaps become less relevant, obviously depending on whether the person's patronizing or grooming or all that kind of stuff. But I think from 25 plus is when I can stomach it. But I think 19 and 25 is a bit much, in my opinion, because you're in different stages of life.
Yeah.
And that will definitely show itself.
Yeah. So I'm trying to find where
you are.
Where I'm at. Oh God, because it's not numbered.
I know. It's the same, doesn't delete it.
Okay, we've done this one already. Sorry, guys. We've just done this one.
Yeah, it's the same because it's annoying that it doesn't, like, you can't delete them.
Yeah.
After you've answered them.
Okay, we've just done this one.
It just stays unlocked.
Okay, we've just done this one too. Okay, I know where we are now. We've done that one.
Keep a finger on it.
Okay, what's the oldest and youngest guys you've both been with?
Oh.
Oldest,
damn, you people really want people's businesses.
Oldest, I would say, I think he's now maybe 37.
Okay. How old were you at some?
Now 2023, I think he's 37. But when we were dating, he was 34 and I was 24.
Okay.
So 10 years.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
The youngest. I think I was like 22 and he was like 21, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, mine's actually the same. So my oldest age gap was 10 years and my youngest, and that was 25 plus. I know I just did a whole speech, but I was literally like, I was old enough.
Yeah.
And then my youngest as well, I would say was like a few months, but like a year. I met him once. Anyway, never mind.
Oh my God, I hate this thing.
Oh, stop it.
What a wow. Okay. I don't know if I'm doing this in order, but I'm really sorry. It keeps taking me off of where.
Oh, where you were.
Yeah. Okay. Who's the worst guest you've had on?
Yikes.
Okay. I wouldn't say they. Don't think we've had a.
Okay.
I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say who's like the worst because I don't think we had a worst. I think probably we had a group of guys on. I'm not going to say who. And I feel like it was like we were trying to get answers out of them.
Who are you talking about? I can't remember who they are.
What was their name again? I think they're called something like that.
Did we have them?
Yeah. Do you remember them? I don't know if you remember them.
Yeah, that was I forgot they
were so long ago. Yeah, and I feel like it was hard trying to get answers out of them and stuff.
Yeah, they weren't very fun.
Yeah.
Really? That's, but I think that's,
I don't think it wasn't a worst episode. I don't think we have a worst episode where I'm just like, oh my God, this is horrible.
Yeah.
But I just think it was just like, ugh, this is hard.
That is so, that's interesting. I'm trying to even find the episode because I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
For me, I would just say it's the guests that were like we had, because basically we had this two girls. One of them forgot that the episode was even happening.
Oh,
even though
we
confirmed with her, like the day of or the day before, whatever.
Yeah.
Then she was like, oh, I'm going to make it, but I'm going to come I'm going to get here 10 minutes to the end. We confirmed that we sent her a message that day. We'd sent message and whatever. She'd agreed to come in. all that kind of stuff. I'll be, respectfully, you're an adult, so I'm not going to be chasing you down. Like, use your calendar.
Yeah.
And then we confirmed that day. And I think, like, when we, she didn't respond to my message. When we started recording, like, at the time she should be in the studio, it's when she's saying, oh, I'm on this side of London. I can still come, but I'm only going to, I'm going to get the, like, 10 minutes to the end of the podcast, to the episode. And I was like, don't come. Like, what are you coming to do?
Yeah.
And then the person she was with, who she worked with, I'm going to throw, whatever. Person she was with, who she worked with, she was late too.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're the one who's in charge of making sure
that your person is on time, yeah.
And, is on time. Like, you are in charge of that and you're late.
Yeah. And I just, and I also think with that episode, we weren't even meant to have the person who is in charge. We're meant to have the person you're looking after.
The
yeah. So I did think that was a weird one, actually.
So you came and you, like, I just thought, what in the foolishness?
Yeah.
But it's mad because that is actually what she does. Because I had it on another situation where she was, this is what she does.
It's crazy.
So damn.
Black people, we need to do better about timing.
I would say, for me, that's my worst experience, because I just thought,
yeah,
like, respect people's time, respect people's money, respect people's hustles. Like, that really pissed me off. I think I unfollowed her after that.
I remember that one actually. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Which other pod would you not go on? I think, like, Shade Borough podcasts. No shade. Like, you know the ones that they have on Shade Borough? I wouldn't go on those.
I wouldn't do, like, a back chat. I wouldn't do any podcast that requires me to fight. I went on one recently. Not going to say which one it is. I went on one recently. And while I was there, I was just questioning my entire life. And I just said, that is when I said, I'm not going on podcasts where there's gender wars ever again. Like, I said to God, if you get me out of the situation right now, I would never do this again. And that one, I said, never in my life again. And actually, since, that I would definitely not go on. The person gives, like, Kevin Samuels, Andrew Tate vibe. So if you're smart and you can put two and two together and get the four, guess what
it is. Who gives Kevin Samuels and you Tate? I don't know. Wait. But yeah. I don't know who that is.
Really? Maybe that Magden picked that up. It's gonna go out how it is.
Okay, next one. Okay, I think I know who we are. What do you love the most about each other? Ooh.
Oh, that is such a wholesome question.
I know. I think you're a go-getter.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, say that. I'll say that.
You show up for people.
Do I?
Yeah, I think you do.
Oh, thanks.
Like, the people that you care about, if when you need to show up for them, you actually show up for them.
I try.
Regardless of, like, if you can't be bothered.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, show up for people. I try. Yeah. Best guest on the pod and why?
Ooh, I have a lot of good guests. My favorite episode ever. Okay, my best guest is the girls. It's when we had Black Girls Living and Two Queens in the pod. That was so, the Avengers episode 100. That episode was so funny. It was so much damn fun. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, we was chatting, boys.
We were chatting. Yeah, big up the sisters, man.
Yeah, that was a good episode. Yeah. What other episodes? What's one of my best episodes? I think one of my favorite ones, when we had, shout out to Souls and Sid. We had, it was something about substitution.
I remember that. It was something about, it was a football reference, that episode.
Yeah, that one was funny.
That was hilarious.
That one was funny too. What other episodes was there?
I think having Esther on as well.
Estari. Oh, yeah.
Because I watched her so much on YouTube and stuff. Yeah. It was so, like, wholesome.
Yeah.
And then Yemi as well. Like, I loved having Yemi on.
Yemi's episode.
A vibe.
Yeah, I loved Yemi's episode. She was funny.
Yemi is absolutely, like, she is how she is online.
Yeah.
And she's just a woman I really admire. So having her was on there was absolutely amazing.
Who else?
We've had a hell of episodes. I like the early triggered ones as well.
Oh, yes.
They were our first guests, weren't they?
I don't know, but the one that we did in dance studio.
It was a New Year's Eve one.
That was one of my favorite ones as well.
Big up Ivan and Derek.
We did a Q&A as well. And yes, it was
that was
funny.
So funny.
That was funny. Yeah, those are good times. That's the only
also
ones I can think of.
Manny, Gaz.
Oh yeah,
we've had really good guests. You know, I actually can't. I can't pick one. I think all our guests have been absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Had really cool guests.
What's the most awkward episode you've recorded?
Definitely the one you were talking about.
Yeah, I think so.
I need to find that episode.
Yeah, I think that's probably the most.
Honestly, guys, like, do you know what? When you said it, yeah, I remember because it was. I think my brain just didn't want to remember that. It was like trying to squeeze blood out of a stone.
Yeah, and it was just like
they were just
what were
not
we even talking
like,
about.
I can't remember.
Yeah, this one says, "What are you doing tomorrow?"
Who's asking? See things like that. Yeah, you gotta say who you are so the person knows how to respond to that.
Yeah. But what I'm doing tomorrow, I'm working. What about you?
Not what about you?
No, as in you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, what am I doing tomorrow? Oh, I'm getting a green pill.
Ooh.
We're recording this on a Thursday, by the way. So, yeah. So, I'm getting a green pill.
Exciting.
I'm really excited. I heard it hurts. So,
you'll be fine. Think about
the glowing skin.
Yeah. Literally. Someone said, can we be besties?
Again, you got to put your name on these things.
Yes, we got to know who you are.
That's right.
Okay, next one is, do you have trust issues?
No. Annoyingly, I wish I did.
I don't have a hard time trusting people.
Yeah.
I think it's more so when you start acting up, I'm thinking, it's looking a little bit familiar.
Yeah, listen.
It's looking a little bit familiar. But no, I don't have trust issues. I can trust someone until you give me a reason not to.
Oh, I found the episode.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, it was 2020. March 2020. That's probably funny.
Bloody hell. Now they're going to go back and be like, March 2020.
We ain't got nothing to lose.
It's true.
Did not clock that when I said it on the mic. I just had to lean into it.
But yeah, we don't have trust issues.
Yeah, no, I don't have trust issues. And I'll be honest, I wish I had trust issues.
Really?
I think my issue is that I'm too trusting. Me and a therapist trying to work through that. I'm too trusting. What I need to do, I need to find a balance. Yeah, that's what I'm working on.
Okay. How are you feeling today, smiley face?
I'm feeling okay.
I'm feeling overwhelmed, but that's because of work, guys.
Yeah.
I'd be stressing.
I'm okay. I don't know. I'm not feeling like the greatest, but it's just life laughing.
Mm-mm.
But I'll overcome it.
As always, child.
Always.
The worst trouble you go into as a kid. I'm assuming, yeah, you meant got into. The worst trouble I got into as a kid, there's loads. Like coming home late, my dad finding out I was talking to boys and taking my phone.
Mm.
What else? He read my diary one time. But I don't know, that's the worst trouble I've gotten into. It's more like what they did to me.
Mine's the same. Like, mine's like going to my friend's house and not coming back at the time in which you said you were going to come back. Or like, you know, when you go to your friend's house, your mom's like, come back for dinner.
Yeah.
Make sure you come back here to eat.
Yeah.
Then I eat there.
Yeah.
Then I come home and then, like, me, I'm just forced to feed. And I'll be like, oh, I ate there. It's like, didn't I tell you not to eat there?
Yeah.
And then one time my mom found out I had a crush on my cousin. Because I was texting my other cousin about it.
Oh my gosh.
That's more like embarrassing than anything else.
Yeah.
Because she was like, oh my gosh, is he talking to us? I was like, he don't even know. I was like, don't embarrass me, please.
But that's your cousin.
Yeah, but girl, you think my feelings need that? That's my cousin.
Oh, yeah. Like, obviously at the time. That's true. That's true.
And the Bible,
true.
Sorry. In the Bible times, yeah. Rebecca and them, they were all each other's cousins. So remember, I was like, that could happen. So stupid. I was so young.
I think one I can remember is when I got my belly button piercing and I got in trouble for that. Yeah. And my mom was like, oh, make sure you go and take that out. And I was like,
I can't.
You need to get surgery to take it out.
I'm like, it's going to get infected. I'm going to grow an extra belly button.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Gosh. If my children did that now, I'd be like, I've done this before. You can't
take it out.
You can't fool me.
Do you know what it is? I think your mom knew. She just can't bother.
Yeah. But I still
have
it
like
now.
Even you as a mom, like, you can't bother. Like, yeah. I know you're lying. Just whatever, man. Just go.
Please give me pickup lines that always work.
Oof.
I don't have any. I'm sorry.
I don't have any. I think the only pickup, I've just only ever been direct. So one time I was going to get a guy's Snapchat. He was going to give me his Snapchat. So, no, he was asking for my Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you can have my Snapchat when you text me later. He didn't have my number. And so he had to get my number. And
get
then
your Snapchat.
Yeah.
Nice. Exactly. I think the only one I can think of right now is, you look so familiar.
I hear when guys said, I'm like, you know, damn great. You don't know me from nowhere.
Do I have you on Instagram?
I don't know you and you don't know me. Stop this.
I think that's the only pickup line. But if it's the right person, be a woman asking though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I don't know about pickup lines. I don't think there should be pickup. I just think just talk.
Just be direct. Hey, you're right.
I'm feeling you.
Do that.
Imagine.
Next one is, who are you trying to get with? Eye emoji.
I'm trying to get with a nice, sexy, wholesome Christian. Loves the heck out of me, man.
Period. Same.
I'm trying to be with someone who loves me.
I'm trying to be
loves me in the right way.
Yeah, I'm trying to be with someone that is just loving, caring, just adores me. I adore you, and we both want this.
We just want this.
We both want this. That's what I'm trying to
get. Equally, we know what we both want,
and you're ready for it.
You are ready to receive the love that. Yeah. Is being given to you. Yeah. That's actually it. I don't have a list. I just want someone who loves me like I love them.
Period.
That's right.
How many selfies do you take a day?
Hardly. I don't take selfies like, it'd be like randomly. Yeah. But I don't say I take any in a day. In a week even, I don't think I take that many.
I was going through my phone the other day and I was like, I actually don't take many selfies and I need to start.
I only do when I say I'm going out, but even then, if it's not a full body picture, I hardly take a selfie.
Yeah. What's your favorite episode?
Mine would be the Avengers episode. So the one with 100, episode 100 with the girls.
Yeah, that was
with Jazz, Vic, Iman, and Leah.
Yeah.
What other episode is there? I think we said this like a few times now.
Yeah.
Some
of them are repetitive. Another one is, why are you ending the pod?
Because it's time to end the pod.
Yeah, we said this earlier. Seasoned, guys.
One of the questions I got was, what is a real reason? I said, okay.
I'm so done. Is there a real reason? I don't know.
What's the real reason?
What is the real reason? Mm-mm. Someone said, would you say yes if I asked you out? -A. I'm assuming that's your name.
Do you know anyone whose name starts for A?
It might not be for me. It might be for you.
No, because I remember. Oh, yeah.
Because I put this on the Nation account as well. This link.
Okay, do you both know anyone that starts with A? I don't know anyone that starts with A. A?
I don't know.
Yeah, A, you're going to have to show yourself and put yourself in whoever's DM because you're talking about.
Yeah, guys. A. Would you say yes if I was you? I don't know who you are.
You got to reveal yourself to know. Yeah. Do you know the answer?
Reveal yourself. Next one. If you could date a male podcaster, who would you date and why? Got to give us the tea and go out with a bang, right?
Okay. Mark,
laughing, crying emoji. We'll miss you. XX.
Oh, that's so lovely. Who would I date? Someone in the podcasting. I will actually answer this. Who would I date in the podcasting scene?
I'm waiting.
Okay, so in the past, right, I've talked about, like, okay, so I would actually, I want to be friends with him now. I think earlier on, like Poet, but I feel like Poet, I want to be friends with him. He's really, really cool. I would date Fuad from Shits and Gigs.
Oh, okay. Which Dark one is it? Guy. Okay. Cool. I would date Taser from Free Shots.
There you have it.
Yeah, but guys, don't gonna be taking this anywhere else. This is between us and y'all.
If you're gonna get me a date, take it. I'm joking. It's a secret.
Okay, next one. What's that sound?
Oh, it's me and Jen.
Tell me a random fact.
A random fact.
Okay, I've got one.
Okay.
I tend to occasionally eat raw rice.
Yeah, I remember you said this. I actually said this on the pod. I can't believe you still do this.
Yeah, I do.
Like a chunk of it, like a handful, or like just a couple grains.
It could be whatever I'm feeling, really.
I can say whatever I'm feeling, ma'am.
Yeah. I could sometimes just go into the big bag of rice, get a little bit. I might
come like it's chin chin. Yeah, you okay?
Yeah, I might get a handful. Like It's whatever I'm feeling, really. Even now talking about it, it's making me want some.
This is ridiculous. What's a random fact about me? I can't think of anything. A random fact.
It could be anything, literally, that people don't know.
What is a random fact about me? A random fact about me.
Something that you like, something that you don't like.
Oh, I'm quite a person. Like, okay. I'm a loner. Like, I like being on my own.
Okay.
I like sitting in silence. I don't like talking too much. Okay. Very ironic. That's a random fact. I don't like talking so much.
Girl, you need to start doing it.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Someone said, what's next for you both? I don't know. Just letting God lead. Literally,
God,
guys.
Literally God leading the
way.
Yeah.
Don't know.
That's really it.
What will you miss about recording the pod? We've answered this before.
Yeah, just
the gisting for me.
Gisting. Yeah, that's it for me.
Oh, am I nearly done? Oh, Chad, I'm nearly done.
Oh, good. I've got some anyway.
Wait, hold on.
You people really showed up and showed out, didn't it, with the questions.
When did you decide to stop the pod and why?
End of last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, end of last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the reason is just, yeah, I think to be fair, we've always said how, like, with the pod, at some point it's going to come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And the time just feels right for it to come to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes things just have to come to an end. Like, nothing can last forever.
Yeah.
And it's like, it doesn't have to be anything negative attached to it. It's just,
this
is just it.
Yeah.
And you feel peace over it. And then that's the decision made, really.
Literally.
Yeah.
Next one. As S is doing TDA at a queer, would you ever pod again? Would I ever pod again? I would pod again. But whatever form that takes, again, just letting God lead the way, really.
That's right.
Next one. Is there anything you won't miss about the pod?
I think the longest part is actually trying to get guests sometimes. Like, not, it's like liaising with the guests, doing dates back and forth, the times, that I will not miss. That trying to get everybody on the same schedule, because it's my schedule, your schedule, it's Brent's schedule, it's the guest schedule. If it's more than one guest, oh, ciao. I think that is long.
Yeah. What when I miss about the pod?
I'd miss everything about it.
I actually don't know what that, I won't. Like, yeah, I actually don't know what I won't miss about the pod, really.
Because even with the
I actually don't know. I can't think of anything right now.
Yeah.
That I won't miss about the pod. But yeah, I think I've gone through everything.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, lovely.
Took us 40 minutes, but we got there.
All right, let me speed through these then.
Yeah.
Some of them were confessions, but I don't know. Actually, I'm going to leave those ones, I think.
Ooh, confessions.
Yeah, but I think it's from, like, it says, from the team. So I think it's from the people that have the app. I didn't ask them to do that.
Oh.
I'm just going to go to the question ones because that's what I put up.
Okay.
So what will you miss together? Oh, what will you miss about podcasting together?
Have we already answered this? I can't remember what I said. Basically just us chatting and...
Yeah. I think, like, just having a catch up at the end, like...
Yeah. And I think also just touching back on what one of our favourite ones was doing the drinking challenge. I forgot what it was called now.
Oh, yes. What was it?
It's on our YouTube page, guys.
It's on YouTube,
That was one of my favourite ones as well.
Oh, that was funny.
It wasn't really an episode. It was just like a bonus something that we
did. It's funny because it turned out so well. Yeah, if you guys see what was happening behind the scenes.
Yeah, we were being thrown off.
Because Brent was asking us questions, basically,
That were not the questions I sent him.
Yeah, but then when I told him, we didn't know any of the answers. And we're like, this is dead. But it turned out to be absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, I loved everything about the setup, everything.
I like that.
Loved it.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
Okay, are you dating?
Oh, y'all are nosy. Okay, I'll be real. I was dating. I am no longer dating. That's it, really.
Yeah,
I was and now I'm not.
Yeah, what did DeVito say? Recovery. That's what I'm doing. So yeah, I was dating as well. And now I'm not dating. I'm just minding my business and healing and this is healing stage so I can have a great summer.
Yeah.
Because I want to be on side. hopes for the future?
Hopes, I would say, to fulfill everything that God has written for me. Just basically be the woman that God has kind of destined for me, because I only want what God wants for me.
Period.
So yeah, I just think, I just, my only hopes and prayers is that I basically become that woman that God wants me to be, really.
This is it. Yeah. Yeah, mine is the same. I want everything that I desire to be what it is that God wants for me.
Mm.
And I just honestly just want to be like a, like the best version of myself.
Yeah, I want to have fun. Like, I want to be that bitch.
Like, I literally just want to have, like, I just want to, everything that, I know God has like so many good plans for me, but yeah, I don't want to get in my way with those plans. I don't want my lack of discipline to get in the way. I don't want my not being bold enough to get in the way. Like, I just want whatever it is that God wants for me. I just want to be on that path. But I think self-wise, I just want to be a better woman. I want to be the woman that I'm proud of. I want to look back, even like next year, 2 years time, 10 years time, and be so proud of my journey. But yeah, I was saying right now, like, yeah, that's really it.
Yeah.
My priority right now is honestly just working on myself. And that's in self, like, it's heavily self-related.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think same, really. I think I also just want to be like, live kind of the, just live out the things that I have from like planned, like hopes and stuff I have for myself. Like just living in a nice house with my man, living that like quote unquote American dream, but like in the UK or wherever UK, it is going to be.
British Ghanaian version.
Like wherever it's going to be. Like, I just want to live my best life with my husband, like, and my kids. I just want to have a wholesome, wholesome marriage, a wholesome, just loving family. Like, we just do stuff together, go on holidays together. Like,
I feel like I can see you relocating, you know.
I think,
I don't know why that just came in my head randomly.
Yeah, I think I could. Yeah. But yeah, I just want to live a wholesome, just me, my man, and my kids, and my family.
That's right.
And my career.
That is right.
Yeah.
Says, are you religious? I'm not religious. I am spiritual. I have faith. Religion, I feel like religion is very like, do, don't, do's, don't. And religion doesn't always mean you have a relationship with God. So I'm a Christian.
Yeah, I was going to just say the same. I think I'm a Christian. Am I religious? I'm not religious in terms of like, what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do, because then I'm not really religious, which I just said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. I want to say I'm the most religious person, because I fall short, guys. So
listen,
yeah,
we all do.
That's it.
I feel like you still owe us a live show, to be honest. Do you know what? Yeah, if we actually had ended this in summer, yeah, but it's too cold. Yes, I feel like you still owe us a live show, to be honest. However, I'd like to know your favorite episode. Kind of talked about that.
Yeah.
What's next? Who do you text the most?
My sister, at this point.
Who do I text the most? I don't know who I text the most. Maybe Brent. Send them outside.
Probably, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, when you're single, you don't text anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the one. What's the real reason the podcast is ending? Sad face. Because it's just time, really.
Yeah.
What's the stupidest thing you thought as a kid? The most embarrassing thing you've ever done? So two questions. What's the stupidest thing you thought as a kid?
What's the stupidest thing I thought as a kid?
That if I opened an umbrella in the house, it would rain on my wedding day. I was told that.
Wow.
And like, also, if I throw my teeth, my teeth fall out.
Yeah.
If I throw it and I see where it goes, my tooth won't grow back.
Eesh. That's interesting.
And if you don't wash your ears gonna fall off.
Damn.
There's a lot of like African.
Yeah, stuff. I think they say that just to get you to do stuff.
They do.
Or not do things. For me, I would say, oh, when I was told that if I wear my bra at nighttime, my boobs will grow. If I wear my bra to sleep, basically, my boobs will grow and not be like, because I used to want big boobs when I was younger.
Now I'm ready to have the surgery.
So yeah, I used to wear my bra to bed.
Yeah.
That was one stupid thing. I don't know. And I remember what friend that told me that as well.
Now I remember what friend.
What was the second part?
The most embarrassing thing you've ever done.
I don't know. It's hard. I can't think of some right now. Yes. I'm sure there's loads though that I've done. Like, But I just can't think of one right now. I'm sorry, guys.
I probably trip. I'm not embarrassed by things that happen to me. I'd be tripping all the time. I'm silly. Someone said she has a few. Okay, so what's the goal you both want to accomplish this year? Ooh, that's a good question.
This year. What do I want to accomplish this year? That was kind of scary.
You're walking up so slowly.
I wouldn't say one particular thing. I think overall, I would say stepping out of my comfort zone. I think that's like, that really covers everything.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really specifically say like one thing. I think stepping out of your comfort zone leads to many, many different things. So yeah. I think that's one goal, like overarching goal kind of thing on top of everything else.
That's a good one, actually. Do you know, I want to be consistent with gym throughout the year. Like I get to December
and you're still gymming.
I'm still gymming. And you kick, if you threw plantain at my abs, it will bounce back at your head. Like that's so, I want to be actually things that I start, even like my relationship with God, in terms of reading my Bible, praying, fasting, I want to do that consistently throughout the year.
No breaks. Consistency is key.
No distractions.
Discipline.
Consistent.
That's a good one too, actually. Being disciplined. Because I feel like it's very easy just like to be consistent and be like, oh, you just have one day off. Then that day turns into 3 months. 3 months into a year.
And that's it.
That's how you end up in 2023. Thinking, oh.
I should have done exactly. Exactly that.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything to glow up, quote unquote, glow up this year?
Glow up?
Gym, honey.
Yeah.
Listen, I can only be my sexiest self. Really, truly.
I think one thing I want to do this year is like try different hairstyles and stuff.
That's a good idea.
And like, yeah, I think try different hairstyles. Mm. That's the only thing I can think of in terms of like glowing up.
Yeah, same. I think I want to glow up I want to glow up physically. Yeah. I want to glow up emotionally. I want to heal.
Yeah.
I want to glow up spiritually. I feel like my glow up is actually to do with like self.
Yeah, like I can't. Yeah, I agree. I think, I think gym. And I think I want to be in the best shape. Like, when you see my body, you're like, flipping hell.
Flipping heck, mate.
Shit.
Do you have any makeup, beauty, self-care tips or any new products you've been enjoying? Oh my gosh. So, you see that little puffer things?
The little triangle
puffers?
They're really that good.
Equia.
I've got one, but I haven't used it yet.
Trust me, use it. Because I've got the small one, I need to get a big one. When I used to big up my girl Dolly, she got it for me. Her birthday, she had like a little gift bag, so cute. When I used it last week, Equia.
Really? Because I've been seeing the girls are talking about it, but I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
So do you use the Morphe setting spray?
Mm-hmm.
You see how when it dries up, it gives like a cling film.
I love the Morphe setting spray.
The Morphe setting spray is the best thing ever.
It gives you a filter.
It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Exactly, that's what that does. It lays perfect.
Do you set your setting powder in it? Do you use that to set your setting powder?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, to do my, on top of my concealer.
Yeah.
But what I want to do is get a bigger one so I can use for my all over powder face. Ooh. Ooh. And then the Morphe on there. Ooh.
I need to try it. I haven't tried it.
I said, that's mine.
What was the question? Makeup.
So do you have any makeup, beauty or self-care tips? Or any new products you've been enjoying?
Oh, new. I've been sticking to what I know, really.
Yeah, same. That's my bad.
I haven't really tried any new products. I would say self-care is taking myself on spa weekends. One thing about me, I'm going to be in a spa.
I want to do that this year. And I want to get more massages this year as well.
Book yourself a spa, even if it's for the day. It doesn't have to be a weekend, just for the day. Go on Woucher, guys. Go on Groupon. They do so many deals on there. Even if it's for two, just swallow the for two price and they're actually all right.
Yeah.
Like during COVID times, well, just after things had started opening, I got a deal for two. And it was one night in Towerbridge, breakfast, access to the pool, everything, guys, for £89.
That's it.
And then for my birthday as well, again, solo, but it was meant to be for two people. Spa, breakfast, champagne bottle on Prosecco bottle on arrival, tickets using the Emirates cable car, guys, all for £130, guys.
That's it.
So just go on Groupon, go on Wowchar. They do so many deals for just a day as well, so you don't have to sleep, which costs much less. That's really my tip. When I feel like I just need a break and I just need to put myself, but I can't really go away, then just book yourself one weekend, guys.
That's right. What has been the rose and thorn of doing this pod? Ooh, I love
Fish,
that.
A whole thorn.
Bloody I love that, rose and thorn. I'm gonna adopt that. I would say rose is obviously doing my friend. Obviously, that's a big, I think that's the biggest thing. Again, asking to be here and cheers. And that's been amazing. And I think all the cool people we've kind of got to meet as well.
Yeah, I think that's for me,
I would say the thorn, well, I spoke about it. I'm joking. I can't think of any thorns, if I'm being honest. Because the moments I've been in, like the moments where, you know, people have been late or whatever, it doesn't outweigh anything because we've always had a good time anyway.
Yeah.
So there's no thorn really, if I'm being honest.
I think for me, like we've met so many cool people like doing the pod. Like we've mentioned this before, but like so many people that we watch, so many people that we used to listen to, like, and just even on a random as well, like people that come in and out of the studio, like just meeting them in passing. So I would definitely say like, and we've made some like really cool, made some really cool friends as well. Acquaintances or whatever, been to like some really cool events and stuff like that. Some cool opportunities as well that we've had from the pod. So yeah, I think that's it for me, really.
Yeah.
I can't think of any thorns, I would say.
Yeah,
like
in a thorn. Yeah, I can't think of anything. And then the last one is dating advice or tips for a sensitive lover girl in the early 20s.
Oh, our baby. We see each other.
Dating advice, I would just say just be open to love. I think just being open and just embracing whatever comes with it, whether it's good, bad, whatever it is, it's all wholesome and it's all a beautiful experience anyway. That's it. That would be my biggest dating advice. I think if we're more open and we don't think too deep into things, and I think don't watch anyone else, don't go by what social media tells you how things should be. Every situation is literally different and it's custom made to the people, the two people that are dating. I would say that, but also like have your wits about you.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think for me is not taking things personal, because you said you're a sensitive lover girl and I'm literally the same. So I think literally take things personal. If things don't work out in a relationship, it's got nothing, as long as you know that you did your part and like you weren't the cause of the breakdown, like don't take things personal. And literally see yourself as a beautiful individual and the right person is going to come and stay.
That is right.
You deserve it. As long as you're working on yourself, you're self-aware, you know where you fall short and, you know, things that you can work on, it's going to be okay. Keep loving. Keep literally, loving. Like- okay.
Not because, a damn thing can make me stop loving it.
Yeah, one. Because love is a beautiful thing. Don't jazz your game.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay. So just keep loving. Listen, and the thing is, when you love, you forget about the loves in the past that didn't work. Do you know what I mean?
That's the word, boy.
So keep moving. It's like, there's so many men in this world. One person to make you stop wanting to love.
Honestly.
When he or she is loving already.
Boy, and you be loving.
And you want to unlove. Girl, bad. You better get your loving on.
Exactly. No, honestly, just do that. Just embrace it. Love it. And but then like be intentional. Know what it is that you want as well. If what you want is what you want, don't compromise on that.
Yeah.
For anything. Like people can say you're picky or whatever, don't compromise on what it is that you want. But we appreciate you guys for sending the questions in.
Yeah, we managed to get through them. I thought we wouldn't.
We did.
I actually thought we wouldn't.
And obviously, shout out to every single person we ever had on the pod. That supported us. All the guests. Way too many to name. Even the ones that were late. Even the ones that were bad vibes when I go in the studio.
Every single person who retweeted, reposted, shared, liked, commented, DM'd us. Like, shout out to Books and...
Caffeine.
Yes. Ride or die.
That's a
every
proper babe.
Single week. Shout out to you. Like, if we haven't mentioned your name, honestly, it's because we have to get out of the studio. But every single person, we appreciate you so much. Like, guys, continue to follow our journeys. Like I said, follow her on her page, follow me on my page. We've got like so many things that are going to come,
amen,
God willing. Amen. So, yeah, it's been fun doing the pod 5 years. Five and a half years.
Yeah. Literally 5.5 years, because it would have been 6 months to our 6th year.
Yeah, 5.5 years. Yeah. Like, we're honestly, so, so appreciative.
Yeah.
And yeah,
thank you guys for supporting. Honestly, like, there's no, just no words.
The future's bright.
It's onwards and upwards all the damn time.
Oh, I think I messed around the thing again. But yeah. Oh, it's your girl, Kel Aubrey.
And it's been my own royalty.
And we're signing out.
Bye.